6 o'clock Sunday at the New Amsterdam Roof Theater in Times Square, and Phenomint broadcasting coast to coast. And they're proud to play host to about 700 of our druggist friends. The audience waits for the music of Arnold Johnson and the cuckoo comedy of Raymond Knight. On stage, Arnold awaits the word, and there goes the curtain. Take it away, Arnold. Bring before your bewildered eyes and ears the one and only cuckoo, Raymond Knight.
Hello, Joe. Hello, Arnold. Hello, everyone. I'm sorry I can't stay long.
Oh, why? What are you doing, Ray?
Have to make out my income tax.
Uh-oh. That's too bad.
It is. For the government.
Oh, I see.
Boy, have I got it sewed up this year.
Yeah?
Wait a minute. Listen, Joe. I'll be right back. I've got a new lawyer coming, see, to help me make out my tax.
I
haven't met him yet, but they tell me he's a good lawyer. Ask him to wait for me, will you?
All right, sure.
Yeah, I'll be right, Ray.
Excuse me. Is Ray Knight around here?
Oh, yes, yes. He's expecting you. He'll be right back.
Thanks. I'm from the Internal Revenue Department. I want to see him about his last year's tax report.
Internal Revenue? Oh, I see.
I see. You've come over about my tax, eh?
That's right. Yes, my name is...
Glad to meet you. Very glad to meet you. Boy, are we going to rook the government.
Great.
Okay, Joe. I've got it all worked out, Joe. Well, shall we start the dirty work?
Ray, if I were you, I would...
If you were I, you'd pay an income tax. Wait till I get through with this one. The government will owe me money. Listen, would you like to hear what I did with my 1934 report?
I'd be very much interested.
Boy, did I commit perjury in 7 different languages.
Well, goodbye, Ray. It's nice to have known you.
Where'll I see you, Joe?
Atlanta, probably.
Atlanta. Always kidding. He knows I never go south. Well, now, I suppose you know how these things are juggled.
No, but I hope to find out.
Yeah, well, I'll teach you. But remember, after you see what I did with my 34 tax, I expect you to do something unusual for me on my 1936 report.
Don't worry, I will.
That's fine. Now, first, we have dependents. Wait till you see my dependents. They'll kill you. Mehitable.
Did you call me Miss Knight?
Exhibit 1. This is my wife.
Oh, so you're married, eh?
Only on my income tax. She's the landlady's daughter. I give her 75 cents a year to be my wife in the report.
Well, I think you've got a quarter change coming to you.
Wait, Wait till you see the next one. Oh, Mortimer, come here, Mortimer.
Oh, boy, some fun. The stranger's in the house.
These are my twin sons, Mortimer and Murgatroyd.
Twin sons?
Yep.
I only see one.
Tell him, Papa, who's going to die?
You know, really, it's terrific. When the Internal Revenue man comes, I call Mortimer, and he comes in. Then he goes out, and I call Murgatroyd, and Mortimer comes back with a different hat on.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. That gives you two more dependents.
Yes, we're both tomboys.
Now, wait a minute. Here's my cousin Elmer. Elmer is a great big help.
Hiya, Stoltz. I mean, folks.
Say, what does Elmer do?
Oh, Elmer's an amateur actor. He's very helpful. Now, first, get this. He's my invalid uncle.
You should see me in my wheelchair.
With a nurse.
And nurse to you.
And then next, he's my grandfather.
I want to go to sleep, grandson. Come and put my whiskers under the bedclothes.
Isn't that terrific? And look, here's my married sister, Ophelia.
But she goes in on her husband's report.
I know, but she works for me, too. You see, when the inspector comes, she goes in the next room and listen to what she does. Let's see, huh? You see, I put her down as a baby. And that gives me six dependents. You get it?
I get it.
You want to hear any more?
Do I? I'm all ears.
Yeah, I'll say you are. Do you go through doors sideways?
Okay, you know, that's Elmer always kidding. You should hear him fool the Internal Revenue man.
Does he do anything else?
I voted six times at the last election.
Uh-oh, wait a minute, Elmer. Don't brag. Sometime you might say that before the wrong person.
I think you put your finger on something, Mr. Knight.
Well, I'll take it off.
You know who I am?
Sure, you're my new lawyer.
No, no. Here's my card. I'm from the Internal Revenue Department.
The Internal Revenue? Must be something I ate. Well, I hope you enjoyed my little joke. I'm a worse kidder than Elmer here. Boy, am I funny. Yeah. Yeah, well, I suppose you want to get that information on the $15,000 income I reported in 1934.
1934? Now I'm here about the 1935.
35? The joke's on you, then. I made $20,035, but you can't touch me.
Why not?
Because I didn't file a report.
What? Come along,
wait a minute. Out, Draco, help!
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing one of the world's greatest mystics, from far off India, there Nellie Bangy Coco, who hears all, sees all, and knows all.
I see in the little crystal ball millions of people with something that will make them very happy. Much better in 1937. Something which will make them feel like $1 million.
How many million people do you see in the crystal ball, Ben Alley?
17 million people.
Well, what is it that will make them feel so much happier and better?
Ah, it is a magic word. It is coming clearer. It is phenomenal.
My sincere congratulations to my old friend Irving Berlin for again turning out a masterful batch of songs in his new picture, On the Avenue. From this beautiful score we play, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
Thank you.
Give you the greatest boon to humanity since Newton discovered the law of gravitation by finding out that a falling apple would make applesauce. We give you Ray Knight's Firing Squad.
Thanks, Joe. My friends, the Firing Squad was designed to do away with pests, people who annoy us, people who get in our hair.
Listen, Ray, if you're going to keep touching your head every time you say that, you better get a toupee.
Thank you, Joe. As I was saying, send in your nominations, and we'll put these pests on the spot. Tonight's candidate was suggested by Mr. John F. Oster of Cleveland, Ohio. Mr. Oster writes, "Dear Ray, I nominate for the firing squad the wife who won't let her husband read..." But I'll show you just what he means. Firing squad, 10, 10, 10, 10. Firing squad, oh, 1, 2. Sounds like a centipede with a wooden leg. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, we have 1,500 people in our firing squad, as everybody in the audience here at the theater has a paper pop gun they're going to shoot. So get ready to assist in the execution, my friends. Joe Bolton will now set the stage.
Thank you. The scene is the living room of the Ernest J. Whatchamacallit. Dinner is over, and Ernest is just settling down for a session with the evening news. Mr. Whatchamacallit is played by Ray Knight. Mrs. Whatchamacallit is played by special dispensation. Curtain.
Now for a nice evening at home.
Wouldn't you like a nice evening at home, Ernest?
That's just what I said.
No, I just said it.
Okay, let it go with that.
What, dear?
Never mind.
What are you doing? Reading the paper?
No, darling. I'm watching a man turn flapjacks in a restaurant window.
I see, silly.
Am I?
Yes, the nearest restaurant is 5 blocks away.
Wrong again. Say, this new cup defender is some yacht.
Oh, no. I think you're mean. You haven't said anything about my new dress.
Boy, look at those lines.
Oh, you did notice it.
That's a pretty big boom, though.
What?
It's a little too wide amidship.
I think you're horrible.
Yeah, probably handles well in the wind, though.
Ernest, are you looking at my dress?
Yes, of course, it's very nice. I like the wheelhouse especially.
I'm glad you like it. Of course, the back is cut a little low.
There's an awful lot exposed on deck.
Do you think it needs something around the throat?
That can be taken care of with a little rope.
What? Ernest, tell me honestly, how tall does this dress make me look?
184 feet from stem to stern.
Ernest, whatchamacallit?
Yes, dear?
If you're going to read the paper, then I can, too.
Hey, give that paper back to me.
I won't. You're very rude.
That's my paper.
You read the part you have.
The part I... Whereupon, kiddies, little Peter Skunk ran home lickety-split.
Oh, Ernest! Listen to this report!
No, sweetheart, you listen to this report. Ready, aim, fire!
We'll be right back.
once again we have the eight lovely girls. It's pretty nice to have you back again, girls. And what are you going to tell us now?
It's lovely, Arnold.
You're right. Unless my eyes are fooling me, you girls surely aren't the lovely.
We feel a thunder to sing.
The kind of a ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse
while we crucify the bird.
This song we started seems to me the tin-pan pitiful of melody.
So to spare you all the pain,
we'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain.
The night is young and skies are clear. And if you want to go walking, dear, feel delightful, feel delicious, feel lovely. Understand the reason why. You're sentimental, but so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell that a fancy. What a well night this is for romance. You can hear dear mother nature murmuring low. The heads without gold, let's be sweet, my dear Gadine. And when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious. It's a lemon, it's a lemon, it's a loop,
it's lovely.
Hey, maybe we should have sung the verses.
That first chorus was easily done.
Let's take a chance on another one. The night is young, the skies are clear. And if you want to go walking, dear, it's so delightful, so, so delicious, too lovely, too lovely. I understand the reason why. You're sentimental, but so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's too lovely. You can tell at a glance that it's a swell night for romance. You can hear Mother Nature murmuring low. Just relax and let yourself go. Be between my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delectable, it's delectable, it's delectable.
Now, Ray Knight presents his weekly full-length play, cut down to 1 minute. What play are you doing tonight, Ray?
We're doing an old Indian legend entitled Pocahontas Gives the Scalp Treatment, or The Next to the Last of the Mohegans.
You know, that's a pretty long title for a one-minute drama, Ray.
Oh, we cut the title, too.
Oh, what do you call it?
A Redskin You Love to Touch.
Oh, well, that's too long. A Redskin You Love to Touch, that's much too long. The Ray Knight Super Trooper Stock Company presents a condensed version in 9 acts of Redskin.
Just call it Puss.
All right.
Act 1 finds Pocahontas and her brother Minnetonka in the forest. Pocahontas is a nut brown maiden, and Minnetonka is half nut. Curtain?
Anything coming, Minnie?
Nope, not a thing, Pokey.
At the end of Act 1. You see, they don't see anything through the whole act anyway because they've got their eyes closed. Act 2, another part of the forest, and a Captain John Smith. Don't be silly. Don't knock. Go right in.
Gracious! How warm it is in the forest! How hot I am becoming from overexertion.
That speech is too long. Cut.
Hey, you.
That gets the idea over.
I am alone in the forest primeval, mined from civilization.
Hey, will you leave those sound effects alone? Will you go ahead, Jack?
I wonder what time it is. I will make a little calculation with the sun and determine the hour.
No, no, you haven't got time to do that. Cut. Better.
Ah, 6 o'clock. Time to eat. Now I shall dress for dinner.
These English, you don't dress for dinner in the forest, you undress.
Very well, old chap. Here goes. First my coat, then my vest.
Then.
Hey, Pokey, why don't you knock before you come in? Then you'll protect your modesty. All right, as long as you're in here, we'll save time. Act three.
Who are you, white man?
I am Captain John Smith, ambassador of Her Majesty the Queen. Who are you?
I am Pocahontas, princess of the Hontotoc Indians.
Uh-oh, both speeches are too long. Do that again and cut.
Hiya, Pokey.
Hiya, Jack.
Great. Act four, John Smith is captured by Pokey's father, Chief Laughing Water. Hey, Laughing Water, cut that.
Huh.
That's enough for act four. Act five, John Smith is at the stake.
I say, old thing, pass the whiskey sauce, will you?
No, not that kind of a stake. All right, start to burn him at the stake.
How will you have him, Chief?
Well done.
No, you shall not burn him, Papa. I asked the broom. I asked his life.
Oh, cut.
Papa, give me?
Better. All right. Chief, say yes in Indian.
Uh-huh.
Cut.
Hey, Ray, time's almost up. 10 seconds left.
Hurry up. 4 more acts in 10 seconds. Act six, the courtship. Going to a clinch, you two.
Okay. Jack.
Ray, act seven, the wedding.
Don?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Right.
Act eight, the family. Act nine, the divorce.
$50 a week, alimony.
The end. Play Arnold. We made it.
And an architecture, it's accustomed to borrow from the old masters for our inspiration. And I think there's every reason why we should go back to past masters for our musical themes.
I've always felt that way, Joe. It's the most natural thing in the world for a musician to look to the great musicians of the past for today's inspiration and to interpret their themes in modern tempo. So tonight we are going to present one of the masterpieces of that immortal version, Rimsky-Korsakov. His Hymn to the Sun in Swing.
Next week, everybody, this is Ray Knight saying good night.
Joseph R. Bolton speaking. It's the lovely and riding high heard in this program were from Red Hot and Blue. This program originated in the WOR Mutual Radio Playhouse atop the New Amsterdam Roof Theater in New York.